in a 60-second cycle. Find out more at mebottle.com.
We are now going to perform a traditional Halloween number.
Well, I am the snack from the radio. Who's laying along on the living room?
Raggedy Black is the way she dressed. Little green shoes and her hair's a mess. On Halloween night at the costume ball, she's a goblin girl and she can gobble it all.
And the torture never stops.
All right, happy Halloween.
Do you like monster movies? Do you like monster movies?
The forces of evil are present in rock and roll. How do you respond to those sort of allegations?
Are you the gatekeeper?
Are you the keymaster?
Are you the gatekeeper?
You like monster movies.
Go ahead and run!
Are you the keymaster?
I love monster movies.
Live from Bushwick, this is the Mothers of Connection radio show right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, uncensored radio, nonprofit, kicking ass, taking names, and all the above, little column A, little column B, a lot of column C, and a little column D. We're checking boxes. It's almost Halloween. It's not quite Halloween. We're doing a themed show. We're going to call it Zappoween. Nobody embraced Halloween like Frank Zappa for whatever reason. He just screamed the holiday. I think it was sort of the characters inside him and just sort of this kind of eerie with songs you heard in that teaser that I had. Torture Never Stops, I'm the Slime, Goblin Girl. Three songs, pretty Halloween-esque. Enough said, this song in the background is called Coneheads. Right around the time of the popularity of Coneheads, Frank didn't wait for something to kind of be novelty or retro or whatever. He just sort of sang about it in the now. This song eventually became something else with lyrics referencing, well, maybe I'll play it if you're good a little later, but I want to get down to the nitty gritty, prepare that little sample for you of lines from movies and so forth. I'll let you think about what it was from. You can Google it. You got fingers and a trackpad. I am Ken Korn. We're down here in Bushwick. Still not super cold yet. Did you pick out your costume? I was thinking about my costumes on the way over here. I mean, when you get to a certain age, I mean, I've dressed up at least 30 times. That's a lot of planning. Planning goes into Halloween. Tell me you're not stressed about your costume, especially if you live in a city where you're getting party invites. You know, you're thinking about throwing something together. You're going to go clever, and then at the end, you're just going to go get a stormtrooper suit. Right, Frank? Frank says, hell yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Zappa solos lately in this the Halloween The new Halloween 73 is about to drop, as the kids say, millennials. Not that any millennials listen to Zappa. But if they did, they would say it's about to drop. It did drop a little teaser this morning. We got a little cheapness. Cheapness is all about Frank's love for monster movies. You heard in my little mashup. You heard him talking about how he loves monster movies, and the cheaper the better. That song that I had on that was... Let me bring this down. Song I had in there was... that's from the precursor to the one off Roxy and Elsewhere. But yeah, I was thinking about all the different costumes I've had. I might talk about some costumes later. But in the meantime, I want to get into my first connection before we just zap out on Halloween. Alice Cooper. Frank produced a few albums with Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper had a kind of a persona that was Zappa-like, but nobody screamed Halloween and death and nightmares like Mr. Alice Cooper. He's still going. He's still got a pretty good fan base. And pretty sure he's got a couple bars in Arizona, Phoenix, for whatever reason. I was in Phoenix. I was walking by and it was like, Cooper's Snake Pit. All the snake juice you can, you know, whatever snake juice is. All right. Well, thanks for joining me here on Zappaween Part 1. We're going to do two parts because there's so much Zappa Halloween and just so many Halloween themed tracks to be played. So, thanks for tuning in. Sit back. We're going to get weird. We're going to get ghouly. We're going to get evil. This is Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare.
Sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
Thank you. Welcome to my
just how a woman feels.
night was done. The moon was young. And leaves came tumbling down. Making love in the dirt, singing our birthday song. And Janie said, "Oh, hey, little brother, don't you think it's time that we go?" So we closed our eyes and said goodbye. Where'd my hat go? Is my hat down here? Dude, just the angel roll. Felt so right.
Yeah, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. That's David Byrne and Talking Heads coming at you with a little Psycho Killer, Cascafe, Nescafe. I don't know what it is, but it's French. Yeah, nothing says Halloween like Psycho. It's funny how that's a holiday that's just like killers and psychos and zombies and coming up from the grave. And speaking of which, we're going to get into some more music. We are a nonprofit radio kind of operation here, if you don't know. Guys, I want you to donate. I'm just going to come out and say it. We could use your help here. There's more shows than we know what to do with. There's more voices. There's more music, interviews with all kinds of people, places, things. And it all happens here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And all you have to do is go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter or radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. If you listen to this show like weekly, maybe a couple bones, bring it back to Halloween. Oh man, we do have a Radio Free Brooklyn Fall Music Festival coming up. Super psyched about it. It's at 5 on October 27th. Can you tell this is the first time I'm really... Well, no, I do know about this. This is in Sunnyvale. That's right, I remember from the get-together. A lot of different DJs here. We were all here and we were talking about it. So many people that go into this station. So we're excited to present a first ever fall festival sponsored by Radio Free Brooklyn. It's at 7 hours of live music, food. You know it's going to be good because it's going to be Brooklyn food trucks, local vendors of East Williamsburg. It's in Sunnyvale. Check it out on your maps. Go to MapQuest. Have you heard of these bands? Bad Citizen, Terminal Fury, King Tyrant, Holy Vulture, King to Burn, Rolling Stones, Bruno Mars, Adele, and it's all hosted by Ryan Seacrest. But I digress. No, none of that. The last four are bullshit. But what isn't bullshit is I was thinking, let's see, we're at the midway point. I was thinking, do you ever think about your old Halloween costumes and wonder like what they're up to now and wonder like what they were thinking when you were putting them on? Well, let's take a, you know, maybe I'll give him a call or, you know what? Roscoe. Oh, shit, I just woke up Roscoe.
Roscoe here.
All right, buddy. What's that, your new, like, catchphrase?
Yeah, it could be. You could just be like, Roscoe here.
Kind of sounds like cold beer, but don't do that. Can you patch in that costume that was calling in?
Yeah, man, it's fucking weird, though. Costumes are calling you now?
Yeah, let's take a call from, let me see.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this is your old costume, Merlin the Wizard. Whoops. So much sorcery. So much sorcery. Yes, I remember you. Your mother made me put moons and lightning bolts on my white robe. You had a very ominous beard and quite a presence for a third grader. You were very wise. You were certainly worthy.
Oh, was I worthy of the costume? It was made of like an old robe.
Silence! I'll turn you into a newt.
Do it, man. Turn me into a newt right here on the air.
You want to be a newt? No, you will not be a newt. Anyways, I have another person in line to wear this costume, so get back to playing some Zappa for the three people that listen to your show.
That dude got evil at the end. Roscoe, clothing is calling me. Costumes are calling.
I don't know, man. You said you had a concept idea for today's show.
Yeah, that was the concept, was to see what my old costumes were up to, but that one sounded like it wanted to kill me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I got like so much Halloween shit to do. I got I got to play some. There are two songs. One is off that new 73 album for all you Zappa tears. And man, that wizard was the name. I guess his name was Merlin, right? Aren't they all Merlins?
I don't fucking know.
Jesus. I know it's the Radio Uncensored. It says right on the wall, but come on, man. So Zombie Woof is as Halloween as you get. This is a great version from that 80s band with Robert Martin and Ike and Ray, all my favorite dudes. So without further ado, and then we're going to play the new 73 one of Cheapness. So no surprises because I gave it all away. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hope you're getting down with your evil, furry creature Halloween masked self on this morning. Radio Free Brooklyn.
Years ago, I thought I might get some sleep. I stretched myself out on a head deep bed, and my spirit did a midnight creep.
it tasted real good. And then I watched the movie Hollywood. I ate a hot dog, it tasted real good. And then I watched the movie Hollywood. On a squat by me, yeah. I took a turn around. I said, can you all see? Oh, little strings from the giant spider. The zipper from the black lagoon. The tip of the pink where the bubbles go up, yeah. And the fire for the side of the moon. The cherry and green on the party white boat. The hues on the swans, hues along. The rebels and the rivers and the cardboard rock. And the canvas of the coat is too strong. The shoes and the hats and the ties too wide. The shirt for the scientist man. The chemistry lady with the roll away. Yeah. While the mustard just ate your pen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Frunobulax has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it, rockets can't stop it, grenades can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force. Everyone is advised to go to the shelter at once.
Open your eyes! Run! Run! Open your eyes, everybody! Go to the shelter! Go to the basement! Run! Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter. Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter.
I'm sorry, 'cause it's all I wanna know. Need a little more juice. To the better, baby. I'm sorry, 'cause it's all I wanna know. Need a little more juice. To the better, baby. I'm sorry, 'cause it's all I wanna know. Need a little more juice. To the better, to the better, to the better, to the better. Freestyling there, getting ready to this, getting ready to that, getting ready for dinner, getting ready for lunch. I mean, just off the top of his head. Skeletons. I like that song. Yesterday. It's good. It's groovy. It's very 80s. It's funk. It's synth pop. It's from 1987, an album called Characters. But the song is Skeletons. It was also featured in Grand Theft Auto 5. How about that? I have a little Black Magic Woman in the background, but I'm going to save that for next Saturday's show when I do it all again, Zappoween. We are winding down on the hour. If you haven't guessed, I want to give you the connection lowdown. Probably wondering how I connected Stevie Wonder, of all people, to Mr. Zappa. There was this sort of cryptic thank you in the Stevie Wonder liner notes that said, "Thank you, Frank Zappa." And there's really just like nobody knows why, but there's like sort of this discussion board that was going kind of wild. Everybody wants to know why Stevie and Frank. It seemed like Frank was in and out of studios and would just sort of like grab somebody, or like Tina Turner, for instance, on, I should have played it. Well, I did play Zombie Wolf, but a different version where he grabbed Tina Turner and had her sing backups on Dirty Love for sure, and I think maybe not Zombie Wolf, but something off the Overnight Sensation album. But I digress, but not, I don't really digress, because that's what the show's all about, connecting. Frank, before that you heard Cheapness off the new, there's only two tracks that you can get your hands on, unless it has it on Spotify, of course. I do purchase music, so don't scoff or judge, but that thing starts dropping on the 25th, which is part of the reason why I want to do a part two, because I want to play tracks off the new 73 Zappa. You've got about 5.5 hours of music from the Zappa 77 show that came out a couple of years ago that is fucking phenomenal. There's 5 versions of City of Tiny Lights, 5 solos, and each one nearly brings me to tears. I lie. It brings me to tears. That's something that's got to come up in therapy, why Frank's solos make me weep. Because they're just so emotional sometimes. They're like little daggers. I don't know. it's, yeah, powerful stuff. That's music, folks. That's music. That's why I'm here on a Saturday morning. Why it took 2 hours, three trains, and an Uber. Because a goddamn L train, if you are coming here, don't come here. The L train is 20 minutes in between. So just, you got to nail it. Time it just right. So, and then I played a little for my wife, Psycho Killer, and also my brother, whose favorite song is Psycho Killer, I think, as well. So both of them, two of my biggest fans, they get t-shirts. Ah, crap, now I got to get them t-shirts. Run Like Hell, you heard Dweezil and Keith Emerson. That's the late, great Keith Emerson of ELP. God, he died very tragically. I don't even want to get into it. But it's very Halloween. He shot himself. Hey, what else is new? What is with these guys? Run Like Hell. You can hear Dweezil playing some Floyd solos that aren't from Run Like Hell. From The Wall, if you listen to it again, as Dweezil and Keith Emerson, Run Like Hell. Before that, you heard Spirit in the Night off the great Live at Hammersmith. You're probably wondering how I could possibly link two more polar opposite people than Bruce Springsteen and Frank Zappa, other than the fact that they're both on a wall at my house next to each other. Actually, I think Frank might be wedged in between two Springsteen pictures. So that's not how I connected. But Bruce, Frank met Bruce. He thought, he used Bruce as an example of how the music industry, he hated how they would just, magazines or publications or media would come out and just say, this is the next so-and-so, the next Bob Dylan, Time Magazine called him. And when they asked Frank about that, I'm trying to pull it up, but a very little time, even more or less was like, he hated the record producers or media would just say, this is the next Bob Dylan that you have to listen to. This is rock and roll's answer to X, Y, and Z. And he really felt like they had a formula that they just used year after year to fill in the next guy. Little did he know it would just get worse and worse. All right, we've got a great show coming up, Race to the Bottom, by the very talented John Reed. I wonder if he's going to, where he is. He's not here yet, but he'll be here. Oh, there he is. Popped up. Very Halloween-like. Well, I hope you enjoyed the ghouls and goblins and... I hate it when they did that shit in school. It would just be like, it's ghouls and goblins and woo. All right, I'm so scared. I did take a call from a Halloween costume, Merlin, from 1980. Blah, 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 blah. My mom made that costume, really did, felt. And I don't know, white robe. I'll have to ask her when I see her Thanksgiving. So without further ado, I'm going to get the hell out of here. And then the other song you heard was Zombie Wolf, but I already said that. So we got a whole new Zappa-themed Halloween show next week as we get closer to Ghouls and Goblin Day. Thanks for listening. If you want to check us out, just go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and get ready. Stick around. Do not go anywhere. Get that second cup of coffee, that espresso, that croissant, and our very special thanks to MeBottle.com. If you're wondering what that is, go to mebottle.com. Double insulated, reusable, stainless steel. Fighting E. coli, the ultimate ghoul to your water. So bringing clean water to all. Raise your bottle. Raise whatever drink you have in your hand right now, because we've got more radio show that never ends. Kind of like my yapping. All right. Get ready for Radio Free Brooklyn's very own John Reed. Only on WNBC, Radio Free Brooklyn. Arrivederci.